This is Green Seas, the podcast by Tradewinds about sustainability and the business of the ocean. I'm Eric Creonte-Martin, and today we've got a bonus episode to celebrate International Women's Day. You may have noticed that after a long while of calling this a podcast about the environment, we've since started describing it as a podcast about sustainability. And sustainability involves more than the environment. It also means talking about people. And what better day to focus on that than International Women's Day? Shipping, after all, has a gender issue, particularly at sea. There are not enough women going to sea, and in parts of the world where seafarers are being sought, the industry has struggled to get women, especially young women who are about to reach university level, to sign up for a seafaring career. That is unlikely to change dramatically anytime soon, but there are some efforts to do so. One of them comes from the Norwegian city of Bergen, headquarters of Grieg Group, which owns Grieg Star Ship Management. Grieg has been recruiting and educating young seafarers from the Philippines for a number of years to work on its ships, and it's had some success in putting a focus on recruiting young women to go to sea. Tradewinds technology editor Craig Eason was in Bergen to talk to Second Officer Chantal De Sagan, who has been at sea for 10 years working on board Grieg ships.
I am Chantal Aguhar De Sagan. Right now, I am a second officer on board the Grieg Star vessels, and I was selected last 2012, sorry, and my first time to sail was 2014. So I was born in a small island right in the central of the Philippines. My family's path is very inclined to teaching, so I really thought for a time that teaching is also the path for me. But since I was living in a very small island, I was always fascinated about the other side of the world, you know, what lies beyond the sea. And I want to see the world outside of our island. So that is like the first thought that I had. And I know that someday I would go outside our small island. And so when I started going to school and I started going to competitions, I was sent by my school to other places. And it was the first time that I have that sense of adventure that I really, really liked. And that was the time that I thought that I need to find a way to do something where I can support my family financially and at the same time do something to do something that I really love. So, the university and my place is very close by, and I always pass the university every time I have to go to the mainland. And I always see the very big billboards that says, "See the world for free." So it's like the answer to my dream. It's a win-win situation. I get to support my family financially and do something that I really love to do, which is traveling around the world.
99% of the Filipinos who apply to take a career to go to sea are men.
Yes.
How did that figure into your thinking at the time?
Well, at first I did not really think too much about this side of this industry, because I was very young and all I really thought about was the adventure that I was going to take. But then going into the industry, when I started studying and when I started going at sea, I started to realize that there is a very, very little percentage of the females who actually go into sea. And that is when I started to realize that this should be something that we should promote and, you know, encourage others to go into this kind of a profession, because there is a female also a future in this kind of industry.
You kind of must have thought, I'm going to be breaking new ground here. I'm going to be forging a new way for other women. Did you feel committed to that?
Yeah, because actually during the first time that Janneke and I met, it was the first time that Greg was actually interviewing female seafarers. So it was very clear from the start that this is the first step of Greg to start having female on board. So during the first time, it was kind of terrifying, because it will be a big step, and I will take it as a challenge that I will be the front runner for this movement. But I am. As scary as it is, I am very happy because I have the support of our owners, because it is the goal of our owners, And of course, my support from Yannicke and everybody else, that everybody will be working towards this goal, and I will never be alone in this journey.
Tell me a little bit about the training then, and your experiences going on board, how you were or were not accepted on board. I guess what I'm asking here is not just your experiences, but if you got any sort of feedback from the male seafarers on the ships about how they felt and how they had to change their attitudes a little bit.
I want to share, I have this experience that really opened my eyes that there is a very big gap between the attitude that the seafarers are having. So when we were... I was having a casual conversation with one of my colleagues, and we were on standbys. We were supposed to berth, and then we were just having this casual conversation, and he made a comment about it, and he told me directly to me, because it's only the two of us, and then he said, do you know, I really think that you would not last 7 years here on board sailing. And he said, I think you would just eventually get pregnant, make a family, get a husband, and then make a house for yourself, and just eventually stop sailing. This job is not it's not just for you. It's not for you. So that is very disappointing, because I was just starting my career, and this is a very great challenge that you have to change the whole attitude of the whole environment around you. And I am very disappointed that I'm not seen the way that I would like to be seen. And it really challenged me. And I would say it made me work harder, and I even overexerted myself, and which actually eventually led to the point where I even got into an accident, just because I was doing more than I was intended to do, trying to prove myself to everybody. I am not blaming my inexperience to anybody, but I really think the root of that accident where I broke my left arm was that I was working hard, trying to prove myself that I can actually do the things that you can do.
How has your experience been working on board now? You've been in the industry now for about a decade.
Yes.
About 10 years. How is your experience going, and what do you think about the changes that you've seen here? And I'm thinking also about how most of your experiences have been, you've been on those vessels largely as the only woman.
Yes.
On the vessels.
Yes, that is correct, because as of now I have sailed with 10 of our ships, and out of those 10, 9 of those I was always the only woman on board. And during my last contract I was able to sail with one of the female. And then at that point, I actually was able to, I realized that there is already a great difference between the attitude of our peers on board, of our colleagues. So back when the story that I shared a while ago, it happened way back a few years ago. I was just starting, so that was around 8 years ago. And then when I was able to go on board with another female colleague, and she is also just starting her career because she is a cadet. And then when she got on board, I can almost pinpoint the difference between how our male colleagues accepted her, and they are already very open and comfortable with having women around. And, you know, through the years, seeing that a woman, the other ladies in our fleet, seeing them that they can actually do the job equally as how it should have been done by anybody else in that same position, and then they can easily trust in the doubt that she cannot do those jobs is at the very least minimized and gone.
So, what would you like to see in your career now? Because at some point you're married, you will at some point possibly want to start a family. We know that we have got this arrangement.
Yes.
You've got this arrangement within Grieg, that is now a possibility.
Yeah.
That must be a very comforting thing, enabling you to say, okay, now I'm definitely staying in this company because they're looking after me here. They're doing something here. So how do you think that's going to help in your career, and how do you think the overall industry is beginning to accept female officers and ratings into the industry. And I mean more here, the merchant industry, not so much the cruise industry and the super yacht industry, which is a different kettle of fish altogether, really. But how do you see this, the changes over the decade that you've witnessed and the sort of acceptance? And do you think we're getting it right and we're able to attract more and more young Filipino women to come into the industry and be part of this?
Yeah, actually, when I just started, I was 18. I was very young, so that kind of gave me the heads up that I need, because at that time, maritime industry is not as open as it is right now. There is a great difference between the initiatives that were already placed. So before, when I was 18, if you would ask me how am I going to build a family to myself, and I would just say I believe that the maritime industry will be placing the initiatives, and through those 10 years we were able to work out some initiatives, like in our company where we were able to push through maternity leaves, and we have this benefits where for seafarers, for the ladies, that we do not need to be afraid that if we get pregnant that we still have a company to get back to. And then the initiatives from IMO, where they are very much supporting the female seafarers to be included in the growth in the maritime industry. And yeah, and our companies are even they're offering us shorter contracts on the early years of our child. So I can say that if you ask me now, how will I make my family, it is very possible. So right now, the work and work-life balance can really be, it can happen.
Read more about International Women's Day and shipping at tradewindsnews.com. Music for this episode is by Bo DeLeesons on Pixabay.